So we talk about mission and promises. Mission and promises. Brethren, you are young and there are missions entrusted by Lord Jesus Christ to True Jesus Church. And you are the candidates, the successor to take over the baton. Do you pronounce the baton? The missing has been given there a long time ago to my generation or my previous generation. I just took over the missions and I'm going to pass over to you until the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And guess what? If you refuse to take over the baton, God will raise someone else to take over. When I say someone else, it's some TCC member, right? Some newly baptized member, if not from ABC or from FOB, right? Then God is going to raise someone to take over. Every time I look at Pastor Booty, I see a miracle. You know why? He's a very weird person. When I say weird, I have to believe in Jesus Christ for 3 years, right? He wanted to be a pastor. It's really amazing. Only believe in three, actually maybe the first day he believed, he came to church in the church, he wanted to be a pastor. But because we have 3 years, requirement, that's why you wait until 3 years is done, therefore you apply. When I say, why do I say it's weird? Because at that time, no ABC want to be a full-time preacher. I mean, look at now full-time preacher, none of them is ABC. Anyone is ABC? American born Chinese, right? Or Canadian born Chinese, CBC. None of them, like Raymond is not born over here, right? Only Samuel is born here, but he's not preaching there. So before Pastor Moody, there's no ABC, right? So I thought to myself, what's the matter with this generation, right? Nobody want to take all the baton. Then come raise up from the stone, someone from the stone. Come up. I want to be a pastor, right? I mean, this is the kingdom of God. God want to use people, God raise up people. So if you don't like the pastor, if you do not want to take over the mission, God will just go to the streets and take someone in. You know, that's amazing. So we, you know, generation comes and generation goes. So the mission of God will continue. What is the mission of God? For you and for me, for True Jesus Church. Anybody know? Anybody know? What are two missions that are entrusted by Jesus to apostles? You should know this, right, Deborah? You should know this. Preach the gospel. Shepherd the sheep. In order to fulfill these two, as a full-time worker, we need to do training also. So a lot of time now in USA, the job distribution is that preachers should be more responsible for evangelical work and training work. And you, the future worker, should be responsible more for pastoral work. Pastoral work is mainly love. Everybody can love people, right? Hello? You know how to love, right? You don't know how to love, raise your hand. You love to love, right? Pastoral work is to feed the lamb, just feed them, right? So even though without much training, many people can do it, but evangelical work and training work got to be, what should I say, done by full-time workers because they are trained. So they can train more people. They are trained to do more evangelical work. And these two missions have been there since day one in apostle age, right? When I was in your age, sometimes I admire the workers who were so really very, very, very gifted, like they are still alive. I don't want to mention their name. They go to a certain villages, 100 people receive Holy Spirit. Can you imagine that? With maybe 1 to 2 weeks. More than 100 people receive Holy Spirit. And certain early worker, in the early days, no matter where they go, the church keeps building up. And nowadays, the same thing, right? I mean, maybe you don't see it in USA, you go to Africa. Like, some missionary work in Africa is really amazing. You go there, you can see a lot of wonders and signs. And, you know, when I was your age, maybe only one or two, three countries. Now we have more than 10 countries in Africa. God's mission, God's plan will never be modified. God will use different people in different generations. My previous generation, some of them already rested. I already go to paradise. And unless God comes tomorrow, which I doubt, because you know why? Because the Bible says, before second coming of Jesus Christ, the gospel will preach to all nations. But we are yet to preach the gospel to all nations. So I believe that God will still use you to continue this mission. Let's read Joshua chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 1 to 4. Maybe chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. Chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. Fred, can you read now? My servant Moses dead, now arise. You shall arise, and all people shall go across Jordan River, where I appointed for you to have. Every generation has its different missions. I mean, 阶段性的使命. The mission is there, but different 阶段性的怎么说? Stage. Duties, a stage. 阶段性的使命. Yeah, maybe I should use the word missions. Like for example, in my previous generation, you know, Elder Young already passed away, I can mention his name. Elder Young, he did a wonderful job in one thing. He coordinated different GAs to form IAs. And IA is very important because IA, right? You got IA, you know, there is a connection. We can promote global evangelism. Before we had IA, every country only like do their own evangelical work, like Taiwan. Taiwan only do evangelical work within Taiwan Island, right? But there were other countries like, for example, in the past, we don't have any missionary in Burma or in Philippines. Because there's simply no missionary over there. Now after IA is set up, now give different nations different responsibility. For example, now USGA is responsible for South Africa, South America. So please, if you want to learn second language, please do learn Espanol. If you learn French, French, we have brethren in French already. You learn other languages. I mean, even in USA, our responsibility is Spanish. Even I am in such an old age, I try to learn some, so I can get by, you know? I can go buy something and take bus and, you know, and... I went to Russia. I'll be honest with you, I totally got frustrated with their language. Russian's languages. Oh, how many of you learn Russian? It's like heavenly language. So difficult. I mean, I go into many other countries, right? I mean, different. You go to Greek, they speak Greece, right? You go to Italian, speak Italian, right? Italian. And in every country have a language. Oh, so painful. So I only speak to one. Maybe I will try to learn a little bit of Spanish. But if I go to Dominican Republic, without you, I cannot do anything. I mean, I cannot preach. I need a printer. But if you do not learn it, who is going to take over these jobs? Nobody, right? How many of you are learning that Spanish person? Oh, please, more people, we need more people to learn Spanish. Oh, wait, what do I say? Oh, every generation has this 时代的使命. 时代的. In certain time, God has certain needs. Then God needs to use certain people. In my generation, I consider myself transition generation. What do I say now? Because I am not a Chinese, I'm not American. Oh, I'm a Chinese and not an American. I have dual citizenship, but I cannot write a lot of Chinese character already because I forget about it. My English is so poor, so I have nobody. Not inside, not outside. So I'm in transition period. My job is educating you so that you can, well, that's how I consider my mission is a transition work. But thank God, God also blessed me with a lot of offices and mission work. And I appreciate that. But any generation, like Moses, is to lead people to lead people get out of land of Canaan, get out of Egypt, and give laws. And Joshua is to lead people into the land of Canaan. So Moses died. Joshua continued the baton and continued to work in the kingdom of God. Now, if you continue reading chapter 3 and verse 3 and verse 4. Let me call somebody I don't know your name. Benjamin Hale. Who is Benjamin Hale? Why? Where are you? It's from Maryland. Where are you from? Oh, Korea. Can you read please? Korea, Korea. Chapter 3 and verse 3 and 4. Your last name as well. Hey, oh. Ho. Please read on. Can you read louder, please, so I can hear you? So God promised, God talked to Joshua again, wherever you stepped on, I have, according to my promise, I have the word that's been given to you through Moses, yeah? And God reassured his mission, his promise that the territory is from Lebanon and the Great River and the whole land of Hittites, right? So the land, the territory has been reiterated over and over and over again. This is a promised land. This promise God has been repeated from the days of Abraham. In Genesis chapter 15, God already told Abraham, your children shall have this land. And this land is much bigger. And after Abraham, Moses has been repeat this message over and over. Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 7. 申命记一章七节. Deuteronomy 1 7, just to let you understand that the mission to go into this land is, this kind of promise is repeated over and over again now. 1 7. Can we have Jim Dai? Jim Dai? Jim Dai? So there are many other verses this territory has been iterated over and over again. So tell me, who fulfilled this big land, which is now nowadays from Dan to Beersheba, this big land from Egyptian River to Euphrates River, who has overcome, occupied this land, place of land? Somebody try to kiss my eyes. Tell me, who overcome this territory? Huh? King David and Solomon, right? But of course, only a just short time they start to enter into the land of Canaan. And the Bible, if we come back to Joshua chapter 1, it says that this word has been given to Moses, and now I give it to you, right? So the mission is not changing at all. It's the same, just different generations have different duties to fulfill it, right? The most important thing is that you shall never treat Egypt as the land of honey and milk. Remember when they were wandering in the wildernesses, right? People are frustrated, they think it's too difficult. So some people start to say, no, Moses, you are wrong. The promised land, the land full of honey and milk is Egypt. Let me ask you a question. Does Egypt indeed is a land full of honey and milk? Is a fertilized land a very good place to live? Is it? Yes, indeed, right? Yes, indeed. That's why when Abraham was hungry, famine, he go down to Egypt. You know, if you study geography, you know that there were rivers flowing to Egypt, and through the rivers, they become a very rich country. So whenever you go to Egypt, they are very prosperous. But this is human beings' concept. And some Jewish people, when they have difficulties, start to say, no, promised land is not that way, it's this way, right? Promised land is not the land of Canaan, it is the land of Egypt. Be honest with you, some people study, the land of Canaan. Actually, it's a very bad land. They study only when the time of Solomon's and David, only when Israelites enter into the land. God started to give them more rains. But usually this place is like not a such a, well, that's from some study that I read, right? Only because it's God's blessing, therefore they become the land of honey and milk. But by nature, by weather, by geography, actually Egypt could be a better land, right? Now, by earthly side, a lot of time, you want to change the missions of TJC in terms of how to prosper the church of God. For example, the Bible promises you two power of God is what? Two power in the Bible is the word of God and the spirit of God. But nowadays you see the churches in Texas, in Houston, some pastor is so powerful, Joel Osteen? You don't know him? You know him? Yeah, why don't we learn him, you know? We just learn from him. When you do music, we use their music. The promise given to us cannot be modified through our generation. That's why, brethren, you got to know the word of God, know how to run the church by the promise of our Lord Jesus Christ, not by our scientific mind or, it's easier. You know what? If I want to prosper the church, I can use human way to prosper it. Or maybe, let's say DR, right? To prosper the church. I think to make, now DR, we only have probably 10,000 people. To prosper it, I think the best way right now is to put an air conditioner inside the church. Put an air conditioner in the church. Many people will come to enjoy the air conditioner. You want to prosper the African church, you just say, everyone who comes to the church, I give you used jeans. I collect from you used jeans, like you donate to me. I give to African people. Probably you are able to prosper the church this way. There are all kinds of ways, human way, you can prosper a church. But this is not the promise in the Bible. Peter said, gold and silver I do not have. What I have I give to you. That is the name of Jesus Christ. That is the grace and the truth that we have from our Lord Jesus Christ. So brethren, you got to understand, 时代性每一个人要做的事情不一样，但是终极目标不可以改变。 In every generation, you have own particular job to fulfill, but the ultimate goal, enter into the land of Canaan, this ultimate mission, this cannot be changed. This cannot be changed. Our church from day one, our mission is 万国更正教真耶稣教会. We shall never forget about this mission. When it comes to preaching, it is seriously, 万国更正教 means what? Someone interpret. 万国更正教.
The church that corrects all nations.
The church that corrects all denominations. We have the missions to preach the pure gospels. That's why nowadays you study a lot of doctrines like one true God. There are many basic stuff right nowadays because we are too, there are too many informations out there and we are too smart. Maybe some people are trying to deviate from our beginnings, foundations. That's why you got to learn the basic stuff that we have so that we do not go to the wrong direction. And we make sure we try to correct the doctrines of other denominations, preach the right gospels. With this mission inside, if you do not see your local pastor too often, do not complain, okay? Nowadays, if you go to local churches, right? Everybody was saying, yeah, how come in the calculator, how much we offer to GA every year? And how much our pastor come here? How much our pastor come to the local church every year? And the kid said, oh, pastor, you know, your one sermon costs maybe $2,000. I'm just give you a figure, right? I do not know how much. I never calculated myself, right? Because I never go in town, right? But you got to understand that mission, your local church, as a council member, as a church member, we cannot only focus our eyesight on our local church. Local church is only part of the work. Local church is for you to take care of, actually. Like I said, the job distribution is that you take care of the pastoral work. I take care of the evangelical work. Sounds fair? Huh? You know how to love, right? Those who don't know how to love, raise your hand. Pastoral work is only loving, right? Love people, you just go and love. Nowadays, a lot of voices comes up, you know. So please make your horizon higher. We have a mission to preach to the whole nations. Huh? That's what God wants us to do. With this mission, we have mission, but God also has given us promise. Please turn to Joshua chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 5 to 6. This is promise of God to fulfill our mission. 5 to 6. Who can read? Melissa, I think I know who is Melissa. Okay, 5 to 6, please read. Verse 6.
Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers
to. So no one was able to stand firm in front of you. That's why we say that he was a victorious general. He never felt better, because God already promised him day one that no one can stand firm in front of him. Right? If God give you a job to do, God will empower you to finish that job. Okay. Sometimes the environment is very difficult, like Ezekiel's environment, right? Or Jeremiah's environment. There are many false prophets. There are many environmental difficulties. I mean, no people want to listen, right? But God said, 你的额头会比他们的额头还要硬, your forehead will be stronger than their forehead. Everybody want to fight like this, right? No problem. You can do it, right? Your forehead, this is recorded in the Bible, your forehead will be as strong as flint. Trans is flint. Flint? Wrong vocabulary? Trans, Jingang Zhuan, flint? No? Nobody knows this? Or maybe I pronounced it wrong. Meaning a very, very, very strong forehead. Where is it? Where does it record? Maybe, I don't have time. Let's try to find out Ezekiel. Chapter 2, verse 7. Chapter 2, verse 8. Chapter 2, verse 8, I just read it.
Verse 8. But you, son of man, listen to what I say to you. Do not rebel like that of them.
Chapter 3, verse 8.
But I will make you as unyielding and hardened as it. I will make your forehead like the hardest stone, harder than flint. Do not be afraid of them or terrified by them.
Did I say flint? Okay, what is it? Flint. What is it?
Huh?
It's a rock. So my point is that if God will use you, God will empower you, even your forehead is going to be very hot. No problem, you want to fight, let's fight. That's the point, meaning that God will empower you, right? You know, God sent out apostles and God empowered them with Holy Spirit. God gave them power to step on snakes and what? Satans and all those things. They have power to step on them. Satans, snakes, or prefigure all the bad things, right? So really, God gave Joshua a mission. God said, nobody can stand firm in front of him. As a full-time preacher, I have a feeling, I'm sorry, please pray for me. The more I become a preacher, the more timid I am. Sorry. Because simply, the more difficulties you discover, the most difficulties is personal issue. I'm not afraid to go to South Africa. Or Africa, no problem. Before I go to South Africa, people told me that, the crime rate is very high, right? It is so very high. This time when I go to South Africa, four Chinese guys, their head got chopped off. Seriously. It's okay. But you know what I'm afraid most? I'm afraid most is people, not robber, but brothers and sisters. Beloved brothers and sisters, but who are not walking in the right direction. This is very tough, personal issue, very tough. But you know, but because of that, like if you go to a church like Corinth, right, really you have stomachache. Some church is not really easy to go to. I'm serious. For example, let's read 1 Corinthians. Chapter 16, verse 10 to 12. Amanda, please read.
And if Timothy comes, see that he may be with you without fear, for he does the work of the Lord as I also do. 11. Therefore, let no one despise him, but send him on his journey in peace, that he may come to me, for I am waiting for him with the brethren. 12. Now concerning our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to come to you with the brethren, but he was quite unwilling to come at this time. However, he will come when he has.
He is quite unwilling to come. Apollo refused to go to Corinth because it's such a stressed place to go, too many problems. And Timothy, God talked to Corinthian church, if Timothy will go, please make sure you don't make him feel very fearful, right? Make sure that you have no fear when you go there. You know, in the book of Timothy, I told you maybe in the past, Timothy has stomach problem, right? I bet it is because of Corinthian church. So whenever you go here, you say, this church. But you know what? That's why God continued to talk to Joshua. Be of good courage, 刚强壮胆, be brave and good. How many times? In chapter 1, God says that be of good courage and be strong. How many times? You know, if I were Joshua, I'd be scared, you know. Those guys was once want to stone me to death, though. Do you remember by the gate of Gadis? He almost got stoned to death. These guys, you know, when not long ago they saw gods descending on the Mount Sinai, and not a few days later they start to make a golden cow. These guys are crazy. I dare not to be these guys, right? So forget about it. I can be a follower. Please don't make me a leader. A lot of times I feel that way. If church wants to assign me something, I really first response is there no other one can do this? I can support him. This is usually my first response. I told you already, please pray for me. The more I serve, the more timid I am. I don't mind to give a sermon. I don't mind to do evangelical services. But to deal with, to take responsibility sometimes, it's not easy. But that's why we need to pray. And we need encouragement. We got to know that if God is with you, nobody can go against you. But how do you know God will be with you? Now, there's a song when I was little kids, I remember. I think it's an English song. When I was a little girl, I asked my mother, what I will be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Right? Remember that song? Yeah? Oh, Sela. Is that right? Also, no, when we try to serve the Lord, we wonder, what will I be? Will I be able to carry out the work? When I was in DDP, I asked the same question to my instructor. You know, the job, the mission is so difficult. How can I finish it? And the minister, the instructor said one thing really struck my heart. He says that, are you called? 你有没有被呼召吗? Are you called to serve? Do you come out by yourself? Or you are called? I think it's very different now. Joshua, he assumed this responsibility not by his own will. God wants him to do it. Moses wants him to do it. He is called. If you are called by God, why God will not work with you? Unless, he said, unless you are lazy, unless you are unfaithful. Then my heart was really comforted. So really, that time I only have one concept, right? 那个中国叫尽这个字,尽,尽. I don't know which word is equivalent to that. The Lord says that, love your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, right? In Chinese, 尽心尽意尽心尽力. So let us really, to serve the Lord, if not you are called, just do this word, 尽, all. You do your all, and leave the rest to the Lord. And you can see, God will never forsake you. He promised he will be with you. Because this mission is not your mission. This ambition is not your ambition. This job is not your job. Yeah. Third point. So God promised to be with Joshua. And then God instructed him the way to his success. Chapter 1, verse 7 to 8. We need to be really, really strong. Chapter 1, verse 7 to 8. Jonah, child, please read. Sorry. You know, because I'm running out of time, the most important thing to work for the Lord is make sure you do not do things your way. Make sure whenever you do, it is the will of God. Period. Now, I mean, as a worker, you got to do it this way. The secret is that the law, God's will, cannot be deviated from your business. And if you got to know the word of God, the will of God well, you got to know the word of God well. Okay? Just make sure of that. This is the same word that David talked to his son, Solomon. Where does it record? Maybe you try to find it out when you do your homework. Why David, he before he died, there are so many businesses in the kingdom. He should have talked to Solomon. But David did not do anything but talk to similar word. What does it record? It's a homework, right? Similar word. Just follow the word of God. Send them, just abide his commandments, and you will be 亨通啊, 你一辈子都会亨通, you will be prosperous and smooth with all your life. I think it's not only applied to your religious servitude. It also applies to your daily businesses. No matter what you do, no matter what you do, if you're truly able to understand the word of God, like Proverbs chapter 1 says, all the Proverbs can give you wisdom and understanding. If you truly know the word of God, and no matter what you do, you apply the word of God into your personal stuff, you will see if this word really carry out, if this promise really got carried out in your daily life. I have more to say about this, but my time runs out. So next section, I will probably